So, Donna, as an honorary hot mess mom, you have to have a hot mess mom story. So, what's your hot mess mom story?
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
Dun, dun, dun.
Put you on the spot, baby.
Oh, my word.
This is why we don't tell people the way we do things before we do them.
Because then you get that reaction.
Which hot mess do you want?
Just pick a good one.
Well, you got like 8 minutes, so tell your story.
Pause.
So today we have a guest.
Yay!
We're excited to have our first guest. But before we get started, let's introduce ourselves.
I'm Dawn.
I'm Gina.
And what are your hot mess mamas?
Yes. And we have a hot mess mama friend today.
Yeah.
This a Texas Donna. Hot mess.
No, hot mess grandma.
Texas yeah, I'm a hot grandma. Mess grandma, but I still call myself a hot mess mom.
I'm not that far in life yet.
Lucky you.
All right, you got your hot mess mama story ready?
I think.
I'm so ready to hear this.
I don't know.
Okay.
So,
this is scary.
Wait, you're a blogger now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which
tell us about
crazy
you.
Crazy because, Lord help. No, I've been a nurse for 33 years, and I have worked in the craziest places you can imagine. Probably the funnest and the best place was working in the county jail.
In county jail?
I was a county jail nurse, and I also was a jailer. And I have some moves you guys don't even know. But I can take you down, and I got your back. So.
But don't take me down, but you can have my back.
You were like, I can hurt you and then fix you.
Yeah, we're drinking margaritas, y'all, so I don't need
you. I can mess you up and do CPR and bring you back.
Did you tell any of the inmates that? Because I think you should have.
Oh, no.
I will take you down.
I have enough problems working there because I'm not a small girl, and we're not talking about, yeah. It's all under the hood, let's just say. Yeah.
So tell us your craziest working at the jail story.
Well, probably the funniest time was when I worked night shifts, and I worked, you know, deep nights, which is like 7 to 7. So we go on shift at 6 o'clock, and, you know, it's hard enough to focus at the night shift, and about 3 o'clock is when you really, really start elephants on the wall, and you're hearing voices, and you're in a jail. You're surrounded
by
concrete.
It has to be haunted.
And, stay up all night and play games, and you hear all kinds of stuff, and it's like crazy. Well, right before my shift ended, I get a call, an emergency call, to grab your equipment and go to, I don't even remember what it was, C1B, whoever knows. I don't know. It's like another jail hallway. So I go down and I walk in and this guy's having a heart attack. He's laying in the floor. So, you know, I got my AED, I got my equipment, and I'm like, okay, it's time to go to work. I have my assistant beside me who has no training whatsoever in CPR. I hate to even say that out here on the podcast, but
it's okay, we didn't tell anybody what county.
Started
jail.
CPR.
And you don't work there anymore,
thank God. Right. So one of the funny things is that, you know, right before shift ends, you kind of want to get comfortable.
Yeah.
And you
know
when you're kind of, you just kind of want to take that thing off, you know, and just let the sisters kind of be free.
Yeah.
Well,
they
I
need
did.
To breathe.
I did, but I had my jacket on. We have our jackets. I mean, we're in full uniform, just like the officers.
Right.
So I take off running. And running without the support is probably not a pretty sight. Take in mind, you got cameras everywhere.
So
you are looking at every angle.
Is there video footage of you running like
this? I literally was doing like this.
Oh, yeah, I'm not in an
emergency
situation.
So, I get there. I'm in the jail cell. The guy's on the floor. He's turning blue. He's turning purple. He's on his way out. I know that.
Yeah.
He's probably been laying there probably a good 30 minutes already. So, you know, I get my AED out. I'm doing CPR, doing chest compressions. And the person comes in and helps me. And they've got the bag and all of that. And I didn't realize that the person that I was telling to breathe for the inmate had dentures.
Oh.
And it was hard. And when she went to blow,
did she
they kind of fell out. And I could see, like, snaggle tooth. And here, okay, get this picture. It's a glass window, and all of the officers are watching us because they have to protect us from this guy who's probably dying anyway.
Yeah, but he could be faking or something.
I'm sitting here trying to do chest compressions, and these are going... Her teeth are going...
Oh, she's making God. All kinds of funny hand gestures.
It's my face red. I'm like, it's red. I was so embarrassed, you know. And later on, long story short, the guy didn't make it. You know, that's part of it. Sometimes
you'd have thought that the boobies would have brought him back.
No joke. No, but when you got the sheriff standing on the other side and he's grinning,
so that's when you ask for a raise.
You're like, excuse me, any next weekend off? Thank you.
Shortly after that, I went to Days.
And you stayed dressed.
I stayed dressed the whole time, the whole shift. We never did that again.
That's hilarious. Not pretty. Oh my God. So funny. I like Donna's stories.
Funny. Oh, God, I got a bunch. Yeah, so, but that was like the best.
How many kids do you have?
I have four.
Four.
I have one son that's my own. He's the oldest. And then I have three stepsons. So I raised four boys. So,
four boys.
I'm like, yeah, because
we're
girl
moms.
I don't understand that world.
I don't understand the girls. And I always wanted girls. But I guess that's why I'm so tough, you know, growing up with the boys.
Yeah, you have to be.
You just don't think about it. And working in the jail didn't faze me at all. Actually, I loved it. I thought it was cool. I knew what to expect. It wasn't like shocking.
She had boys at the house?
Yep.
They were just as dirty and
nasty and talk bad and
I get that.
It was fun.
So what is your like craziest mom story though? Like what is something super crazy?
Did you ever leave somebody at the grocery store?
Yeah. Did you leave somebody at the grocery store or did you accidentally or on purpose eat all your kids' Halloween candy one year?
Why do that every year?
But we all have that one story about our kids.
I
that's
still
like
hide
super
food from
funny.
My husband. Are you kidding? The kids are not there, and I still hide it from him.
That's great.
I don't know.
You don't have any like crazy kid stories?
My kids were good. They were like me. I don't know why, but they were really good, and I didn't really have any problems with the kids. Only, I guess, one problem was maybe my son called somebody a pizza face one time. It was not like a big deal, you know. I'm serious. The kids were just good. They got in front of their dad.
My kids would have eaten your kids for dinner.
Yes, they would. Yes, they would.
My kids are vicious.
My kids are prim and proper, and they're just all good, and here I am. They took after their dad.
My 8-year-old sings Tupac and Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, so I really have no room to judge. Solidarity. Is that what that was?
Yes. Me and him, we're the same. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my kid.
It's
so weird that we all have our hot mess ways, and none of them are the same.
No, they're not.
Between all three of us.
No.
None of them are the same.
Like, I think you meddle through motherhood, like, as best as you possibly can. Like, if you get there and you hadn't broken your high heels or broken 58 million fingernails or, you know.
That happens.
Had to whatever. Without broken bones or, you know, somewhere along the way. Like, every mom has messes and, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. I mean, it was hard. I was a single parent for a long time.
Yeah.
So I worked all the time. So there wasn't a whole lot of time that I got to spend with him because I was busy working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was tough. I guess that's why he's so much better than I am. He learned how to take care of himself.
Oh, I mean, you made him who he was, so.
Yeah, he's responsible. Mm-hmm.
See?
Not like
awesome.
Me.
What are you doing?
On the wild side.
Wild is good.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Like, I saw a pillow the other day that said... Or no, it was a sign. I think we saw it together, and it was said,
oh, we did.
"Never grow up. It's a trap." And I was like,
"Yes,
can
Amy,
I put that."
Amy
like,
has that in her room.
Yes.
Oh, that's cute.
I want that in my room.
She has it in her room. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm afraid if I had a daughter, it would have been a whole other story.
Okay, why?
Like, because I would take after me.
Oh, and been the wild child.
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. Don't they say the same sex parent has more influence on that child?
I don't know.
I have no clue.
I just thought it was whatever parent was the alpha. Like, that's the one that wins, right?
True.
I was never good at reading parenting books.
I didn't read parenting books.
I refused to go to Lamaze classes because my, like, staunch opinion on it was women have been doing this for millennia.
Right.
I think I'll be okay.
Yes.
And I'm going to be at a hospital.
Right.
So I super think I'm going to be okay.
You're not going to be in the field picking cotton later and
yeah.
have your baby.
No, yeah. Man. And then right. go back to picking cotton. That's right. not, yeah.
And I knew I wanted all the drugs.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I asked.
All the medicine.
I need extra because I'm a big girl.
I asked the anesthesiologist. I was like, is there like a point where you're going to say, I'm sorry, ma'am, it's too late. You've passed that point. And he was like, if you can't sit still during the needle in your back, oh. you can't have it. And I was like, okay. So from then on, every contraction, I thought, yeah, I can sit still. I'm still good. I'm good. And then I had one and I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to sit still much longer. Call that guy with the needle back here. And then I immediately got drugs.
So when I was pregnant with Lauren, I was 18. Like mm-hmm. I was a kid still. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I go and I find out I'm pregnant and I didn't ask anything else, but I said, can I go ahead and schedule a C-section? And they're like, that's not how this works.
They're like, it depends on who you are and if you have enough money.
Well, no. I mean, but at 18, they don't normally, no. like, do that. And, yeah. and I definitely didn't have money. So, I ended up having a C-section because I was, like, 43 weeks pregnant and she would not drop.
Whoa.
That child has took her slow, sweet time since she was a parasite in my body. Like, she... Still to this day, does not rush to anything.
Yeah.
And Hannah was pretty much the same way. Like, they're living on their own pace. And I had C-sections with both of them.
I was exactly, they said, you're due. They told my mom, you're due July 22nd. And on July 22nd, there I was.
Like, knock, knock, knock.
You said be here at 7. I'm here at 7. And I'm still that person.
You are still so punctual.
I'm so punctual.
When we get up to do vlog and have breakfast, it's like 5 minutes till. And I'm like... I get to have to make a cup of coffee, and Donna's like, we might be late. And I'm like, they can't start without me.
That's true. Yeah. And then Amy was like 9 days early. She just randomly, like the Sunday after Thanksgiving, I kept complaining all of Thanksgiving and was like, I swear to God, if I go into labor and don't get to eat all this food I'm cooking.
No joke.
Because I was massive nesting and it was me and my husband at the time and I made 47 course meal because it's Thanksgiving and that's what you do.
Yes. And 17 desserts.
And yeah, like we had all of the side dishes and all of the everything for two, ham and turkey.
Yes.
For two of us. And all I did was complain.
You want to know a secret?
What?
The Cracker Barrel.
Well, yeah, I know that now, but this was like almost, this was 8 years ago.
It was expected of you to cook.
Yeah, and I was crazy nesting. I was 2 weeks, you know, before I was due. That was all nesting. Mm-hmm. And then the whole day as I'm cooking, I swear to God, if I go into labor today and don't get to eat, I'm going to be so mad. And then Sunday morning, there she came. I was like, well, at least I got to eat. That's good.
You know, one thing I don't understand is why women have more than one baby. Shit hurts.
We forget.
I didn't.
The mom was like,
I did. I can remember, like, before drugs pain and being like, this is literally gonna kill me. And then immediately after she was born, being like, it wasn't so bad.
No, it was bad. Yeah. No, I ain't doing that again.
Did you like being pregnant?
I hated being pregnant.
I hated like being pregnant.
I didn't like it either.
Hated it.
I love y'all so much more right now. My sister loved being pregnant.
Why? You want your face to swell and you want to be bloated?
I don't know. I love her.
Hormonal. And
She would be a surrogate mother for life if she could. She loved being pregnant. I, like, my hips hurt and my back hurt and everything was uncomfortable and all the foods I wanted made me immediately throw up, but I couldn't help it. I still wanted them and I cried all the time. I wasn't happy. I couldn't breathe to, like, tie shoes and stuff. I was not a cute pregnant woman. That's not a good look on me. I did not like it at all.
No, I did. I was not a fan of pregnancy.
Mm-mm.
Not even a little bit. Not even the whole eat what you want because I couldn't keep it down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only carryover I still have is that now I love spicy food.
Yeah?
I used to could not, like, I didn't like pepper. And now if my lips, like when I was pregnant, if my lips weren't numb, it wasn't spicy enough.
It's like that spicy pizza we had the other night. I'm still dreaming about it.
It's so good.
God, yeah.
See, even she worked in the pie factory.
Okay, see, guess where we went, everybody?
The pie factory.
To the pie factory. Yeah, what was the name of that pizza?
I don't even know.
The Cassius Clay.
Cassius Clay. Yeah, if y'all go, we'll link it in the show notes. You should try it. Yeah,
what was that awesome dip we had last night? It was so good. The creamy tomato basil bread dip stuff.
That you almost just ate.
Tomato basil is good.
Like,
out of the bowl.
Like, I just wanted to eat it with a spoon.
Yeah.
She actually asked, can you put that on my pizza?
And they did, and it was good.
Can this be my base?
I want the base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Good stuff.
So, so good. I have some leftovers in the fridge. Even.
Yeah, you do. I noticed that this morning when I went in there to get my Coke.
Yas, yas. Like,
breakfast.
But Mitch made us the egg sandwich this morning.
So good.
Do you love the egg sandwich as much as I do? Okay, y'all. I'm not kidding when I say Gina feeds people. Because every time I come over, she feeds me. It's margaritas.
It's amazing.
But she feeds me. And Donna can attest to this because she is in town visiting from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And she is staying with Gina. Gina will feed you if Gina loves you.
Mm-hmm.
So make Gina love you and then she will feed you. But that egg sandwich is freaking amazing.
Have you ever had an egg on pizza? Think about this. I went to Paris and we had a pizza that was made like a pepperoni, but then they put an egg in the middle, and when they baked it and you pulled the end of it out, the egg would kind of pull out and it would be all yellowy and yolky. I guess yolky is a word, right?
Yeah.
And you dipped your end of your pizza in and you ate it.
Oh,
it
just my
makes
God.
Me wanna, like,
crazy.
Drop what we're doing and go to France.
Can I tell you my European pizza story? The only good one that I have.
Yes.
This could be good.
In Italy, there is a pizza. Okay, in Italy, the pizza consists of, like, the margherita pizza, which is, basic pizza. They have an Americana pizza where I was stationed in Italy.
What is that?
You're going to die.
Is it like pepperoni and cheese?
Nope.
Americana.
The Americana.
Must have jalapenos or something.
Nope. Hot dogs and french fries.
Gross!
It's the most disgusting sounding pizza. What Italians think we eat. So that's what they put on their Americana
pizza.
French fries and hot dogs. Welcome to Italy.
Nasty.
Did anybody eat that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
like they ordered the Americana pizza and french fries and hot dogs.
I'm American. I'm going to eat me Americana.
Yeah. That's like us going to Olive Garden and being like, it's Italian. It's not really Italian. But that's like their version of our American pizza. Hot dogs and french fries. Try that at home.
Do they give you a dip? You get mustard or something?
No.
Got to have something to make it a little palatable.
I mean,
there's like sauce and cheese and all. The rest of it's all pizza-y. With hot dogs.
I'd rather have an egg on my pizza. That sounds better.
Yeah. The egg on the pizza sounds good.
That does sound good.
With some, like, arugula and some
you whip that
cheese.
Up.
And sounds good.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that on a grilled pizza? I don't know how this got into a food podcast, but you grill the pizza and you made it and you put the egg on the top. Oh.
You know what I do
burning
like
towel
I
do like eggs on a burger.
Yes, that's good.
Like the fried egg on a burger.
Don't look at me. I don't know.
But it has to be yolky.
It's
right?
Got to be a yolky egg.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same with the egg
sandwich.
Egg sandwich. It's got to be
the
yolky.
Egg sandwich,
you can
by
dip
the way,
it.
Is like the simplest thing in the world. It's an egg fried in butter with provolone cheese on a toasted English muffin. The secret is extra salt on the egg.
Yes.
And you take the leftover butter from frying the egg and you like pour it onto the top of the English muffin before you put the sandwich on. That's it. That's all it is.
Mm.
It's amazing.
It's an egg sandwich.
She's like, do you want an egg sandwich? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is not the house you come to when you're like, no, thank you. I'm not hungry.
Mm-mm.
It's not this house.
Feed me.
Don't turn down food ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Has Mitch made pimento cheese for you?
No.
Nuh-uh. Shut up.
Swear to all things holy.
I won't sleep tonight. I will not sleep because pimento cheese. Lord, it's bad enough I like Cheez-Its. And I drink wine and eat cheese. Now I
Mitch
got pimento
makes,
cheese.
Like, the best.
It does.
It's got jalapenos in it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Whoa.
We'll get him to make it. But how about now we wrap this up so we can go get fajitas and margaritas and all the
Edas. Good to me. Making me hungry.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.